Florida Wildlife Federation represents primarily hunters and anglers. We're the largest conservation organization in Florida dedicated to hunting and angling. And as such, hunters, fishermen, and fish and wildlife managers need to consider the possible impacts on fishing and hunting in Florida of climate change. Warmer air and water temperatures, even a degree or two, actually, can change in intensity, frequency, and duration climatic events and have effect upon different types of species. So the kinds of fish that we fish for here in Tampa Bay, redfish and snook, primarily, are going to be affected.
Sometimes we hear that climate legislation is too expensive, but what about the cost of not taking action?
Well, if we don't take action, you can see a few things happening. Obviously, our tourist income, you know, hunting, fishing, and wildlife viewing bring in $8.1 billion into Florida's economy. That's a lot of money. And if we sacrifice that income, we're also looking at higher prices for utilities, higher prices for, you know, oil and gas at the pump, because fossil fuel charges are not going to go down. They're going to continue to rise. So unless we do something pretty soon, not only are we going to be making less money, but we're going to be spending a lot more.
But some people say that, well, we're in a recession, so now's not the time for legislation that could increase the cost of fuels, et cetera. Why do you think that now is the time that we need to act?
I think we need to act now because we are not going to have cheaper electricity in the future, and unless we start working on that. And, you know, every year our fuel charges go up on our bills. Every year your electricity charges go up. Every year gas goes up. So, you know, it's not like it's a choice between one or the other. It's a choice between stopping the bleeding now or stopping the bleeding later. Well, stopping the bleeding later is going to be much more expensive than doing it now.
And if Congress does pass effective climate change legislation, some jobs will be lost in polluting industries. Do you think that there are employment opportunities in other sectors?
Absolutely. Making America energy independent is going to not only obviously protect our, you know, our children and the air that we breathe and the species that we love and the pastimes and the place that we love, but it's going to create thousands of jobs. And it will also protect thousands of others that are dependent on natural resources. So healthy natural resources, especially in Florida, that's the basis of our economy. So healthy natural resources, healthy natural systems will mean that we will have continued employment in those areas that depend on that. And additionally, we'll have new jobs in clean energy.
Well, thank you. Those were my only questions. Is there anything else that our listeners should know about this?
Yes. I would urge your listeners to contact their senators, Senator Nelson and Senator Lemieux, and ask them to pass comprehensive climate legislation this year. And there's a great website, www.targetglobalwarming.org, where they can find out more information. And, you know, hunters and anglers may seem an unusual group to support climate change legislation, but, you know, we're out there all the time, and we see it happening. And we don't need some scientists to tell us what we already know.